Welcome, everyone. It's Amplified with Jordan Emmanuel. Today, we will be speaking to Blaise French. Blaise, so I usually like to let my guests introduce themselves. Like, I feel like whenever I do interviews, I like to hear, you know what I mean? I want to hear what I think I do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So everybody know who you are and what you have going on.
Yep. So, so my name is Blaise French. I'm from Queens, New York. I always say it's not what I do, it's who I am. I've been blessed to be a part of a sports drink company called Body Armor. It's the fastest growing sports drink company in the world. I'm also an actor. I do modeling. I'm real estate. I'm an NBA agent. You know, so I'm a hustler, a grinder, a renaissance man. I'm happy to be on your show with Jordan.
Where did you start? Like, where, how did this journey begin? I feel like, you know, people from New York, I'm from Jersey.
I love Jersey too.
So I got a little crumb of that, like, hustle. But I feel like when people are from New York, especially, you know, the borough area, you just have so many hands and so many different things. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how you got started and, you know, some of those projects.
Yeah, so I love Jersey, by the way. I actually went to school in Jersey City, and I have a place in Jersey City as well. But I started in Queens, you know, growing up specifically from Queens. Our motto is Queens get the money. Famous people from Queens are, you know, 50 Cent, Run DMC, LL Cool J, Irv Gotti, who's my uncle. The Wolf of Wall Street. So Queens is a hustler's mentality. I grew up with a single mom. You know, my mom passed away when I was 15, so it was very unfortunate. But she was very smart and instrumental in me being an entrepreneur, so she instilled that in me. And I went to all boys high school for Holy Cross in Queens.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. I think we played you in basketball.
Probably so.
I went to Hunt School of Princeton.
Oh, I'm familiar. Yeah.
In Jersey. Yeah. So I think definitely. That's familiar.
Yep, definitely. I'm super, super familiar with the Hunt School. I have some friends there. And now I know you that went there as well.
Yeah, so sorry to hear about your mom. I lost my mom also. I was 17. So.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's rough. But it's funny because I always loved music. She always had music playing. Both of my parents had music playing. My dad was more of the car person, and that was our bonding moment. And then my mom was always in the kitchen throwing food together with her radio.
I love it.
And so when she passed, I feel like pop culture in general was a huge escape for me and helped me cope with that. But music especially, you know, you have that combination of, you know, this unfortunate event in your life, but also again, like with New York, I feel like it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of sound. your ears are always active.
Definitely.
How would you say that and those experiences have contributed to your taste in music?
Music has definitely been an escape for me. It's helped me focus. It's helped me get through a lot of tough times. It gets my vibe going in the morning. You know, right now, like Jay-Z is my favorite artist. You know, he's a hustler. I can learn life experiences through him. So music is huge in my upbringing. And my uncle is Irv Gotti, and he was the founder of Murder, Inc. So they had Ja Rule and Ashanti, and they had Queens and New York City going crazy at the time when I was young. So that really helped shape me to who I am today.
Which is hilarious because I used to be obsessed with Ja Rule.
Hey.
All of them. My mom was so concerned. She's like, you cannot be writing Murder, Inc. on anything. Like, what are we talking about? She would be so upset. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just a fan.
I love it.
But yeah, I remember that. I was like in the fifth grade. Like, they just, it took over, you know.
Definitely.
So, with that being said, we're going to get into some fun questions.
Hey.
Okay, so, if you could listen to only one song for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Best of Jordan.
Oh, I come heavy. I told you before you have a drink, you might want to take a sip.
Damn, if I could listen to one song for the rest of my life, it's going to be 50 Cent, I Get Money.
Okay.
Yo, definitely.
Why?
You know, when it first dropped, you know, I was with, you know, like my brother, and Funk Flex dropped the song. And when Flex drops a song, he drops a million bombs on it before it plays. He barely even lets the song play. So he's like, you know, new exclusive from 50 Cent dropping mad bombs. And then just when I heard that, like, you know, I Get Money and the way he was talking about it, and you know, he was referencing vitamin water. And, you know, like an uncle of mine who was the founder of Vitamin Water is the founder of Body Armor, the company that I'm with today. So it has so many intricacies and nuances that just, you know, touch me and just, you know, it's like my theme song right there. So, yeah, I Get Money and, you know, come on, success, I Get Money, like, that's me all day right there.
Well, and that's funny because that was my next question, which would be, what is your theme song? So that answers that.
Absolutely.
That just answered everything. Okay. So I think you already touched on this, but who would you say is your favorite artist?
Yeah, so Jay-Z, yeah, that's my guy right there. He has been like a mentor and a role model for me as a man. You know, I didn't grow up with my father, so I, you know, I looked for people, you know, of great statures and of success, and he has definitely, you know, lived his life in a successful way, and just the growth. You know, he was talking about girls and cars in the beginning, and then he, you know, went into ownership and stuff like that. So he kind of put the blueprint out there, you know, for how to. Yep, absolutely. That's my God.
What? Okay, so that was your favorite artist.
Yep.
Who is an artist that people would be surprised that you like or listen to?
Little Uzi Vert.
I love Little Uzi Vert. I think Uzi. That's one of my surprises too.
Uzi Vert, man, I love the vibe that he got. You know, he's young. You know, I'm 30, and you know, he talks to the younger generation, but I still have my hands tapped in and my ear to the street on, you know, the young stuff that's going on. So Uzi Vert for sure. Who's your favorite artist, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so I have to break it down in three categories.
Okay.
So my favorite male artist is Maxwell.
Okay, come with the vibes.
Hands down, last week I actually got on a live with him.
Oh,
was
shit.
Was fangirling my life away.
Wow.
Yeah, so Maxwell is my favorite male artist. Favorite female artist, so there's two.
Okay.
Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She's my favorite artist, entertainer, all in one. It would all definitely be her. But from like a more singer-songwriter point of view, Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You different. You definitely different. Females don't usually go with those picks. So, sexy vibes for sure. Very, very sexy. And it, you
with
know,
a side of hippie.
With a little, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What is an album, one album, to define your entire 20s?
Whew. It would be, it'll probably be Jay-Z's American Gangsta album. You know, just growing up in Southside Jamaica, Queens, is real rough and a lot of crime going on. And not saying that I, you know, got into that, but it kind of showed me what not to get into. You know, and it's really cool, it's dope. Yeah, that American Gangsta album, because the movie was amazing with Denzel, and then Jay-Z came with the, you know, with the album, which was crazy. Yeah, that American Gangsta, that's my 20s. Yeah, my 20s is wild, too. I was definitely living free and wild and taking a lot of risks that I'm happy that I'm here today. But no kids, too. 30 with no kids.
Amazing. We love
Yeah, so.
I mean, unless you want kids, of course, but.
I do. One day, soon.
Okay, yeah. In good time.
Absolutely.
All this Jay-Z passion, but you're from Queens. How did those conversations, when Nas comes into the mix, how did those conversations with your friends usually turn out? I'm curious.
Yeah, so, you know, we got a lot of respect for Jay-Z. But Nas, that's the legend. That's the Queens legend right there. You know, they had their battle and everything like that.
Yeah.
I actually live in Brooklyn now, too. I live in Williamsburg.
I'm actually in Williamsburg. Oh, you're here right now.
Yeah.
If I had known, I would have had you come here.
You're in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well, oh. I record in Brooklyn. I'm definitely more of a Manhattan chick. I'm not going to lie.
Bougie, Jordan.
Yeah. But we have my nonprofit space is right across the street from Barclays.
Oh, yeah, I'm in Williamsburg. I'm right there.
Yeah, sure. I wish I had known. I don't know why I thought you were in L.A. for some reason.
Yeah, I be in L.A. a lot, but Queens and Brooklyn. I'm on Queens and Brooklyn, Jersey, too. I'm all over, though. Yeah. I'm everywhere except the Bronx, so.
Okay. Well, noted for next time.
Absolutely.
If you were a musician, if you were to put on that hat, whose career would you want to emulate?
I'm going to go with, if I had to put that musician hat, and then, you know, as a musician, you said music, because, you know, I like to think of, like, ownership. Like, I played basketball, and I use it as a tool, and I always want to own an NBA team, more so than be a basketball player. I want to own the team. So as a musician, I more so would like to be an owner of a music label. So, okay. You know, like a Russell Simmons, like, you know, owning Def Jam. That's kind of my lane right there. You know what I mean? I'd be in the studio, you know, checking the vibes out. I have a really good ear for the good sound. So Russell Simmons, you know, owning a music label, and that's something I'll definitely do, for sure. It's coming up in my future.
Okay. A&R.
Absolutely.
I'll look out for that.
Definitely. Definitely.
Speaking of, you know, basketball, obviously, music plays a huge role in any sport, I feel like, you know, getting you pumped up, getting you in that mindset when you're in the locker room, when you're winning, you know, all that, even during the game, during the breaks.
Yeah.
What are some of your pump up go-to songs that really like get you in that vibe?
Get me in that vibe. Lil Wayne and Juel Santana got a song called Rewind. So this is back when Lil Wayne was scorching hot and Juel Santana was hot as well. So that song really like locks me in, and I still use that song to this day. So, you know, I don't play basketball anymore, but I do a lot of things that still give me that anxiety of playing basketball.
Right.
You know, so I still put that song on when I need to lock in and really like bring the dog out. So right. For sure.
what song puts you in like that boss mentality? Obviously we know I get money, but like mm-hmm. if you were to put like a boss up, you know, got your little suit and tie ready, mm-hmm. what would be some songs on that playlist?
Whew, my girl Jordan got some questions. That's real good right there. That boss up song. Let's see what I'm thinking. Probably like old school. I really like Sam Cooke, A Change's Gonna Come.
Did you watch
One Night in Miami? Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
So Sam Cooke, A Change Gonna Come really, you know, sets me in that mood, especially with, you know, a Black Lives Matter movement and just like it being a great time for Black people, you know, in this world really sets me in that mood on change and getting things done.
That's amazing. That was a little curveball there. I like that. I wasn't expecting that. Okay, so this is my favorite part.
Hey.
Rapid fire.
Okay.
You don't have any time to think. You have to just give me the first thing that comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Like spaghetti, girl.
Okay. Favorite song right now?
Favorite song right now? Jay-Z Blueprint 2.
Favorite album?
Favorite album right now is shit. favorite album. Fuck.
What was the last album you listened to? Full, like front to back?
Front to back? Them joints be hard to do these days with
right.
these guys. I hate to be biased, but it was Jay-Z's blueprint, probably the first one, Blueprint 1.
What is your favorite music video?
Tip Drill, Nelly.
Oh, my Lord. Wow, okay, I don't even have to ask why. We know. Favorite dance music? Like, when you're in the club,
mm-hmm.
what's that one song that you're like, in mid-sentence, that you will get out the conversation and be like, I gotta go, and go straight to the dance floor?
That's probably Pop Smoke. What's that Pop Smoke? What, Mike and Mary, Billie Jean. All Pop Smoke stuff, but that Mike and Mary joint, when he throw that on.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta stop everything and do my little dance, my Brooklyn Woo.
Okay. So, what's the last song you sang in the shower?
Yep, Nas, Hate Me Now.
Oh my God, I love that song.
Yeah, that Nas Hate Me Now joint be having me in my bag right there.
Absolutely. I think that's on my Boss Up playlist. Like, with the furs, I mean, just everything.
Come on. You know?
What is your go-to karaoke song?
Go-to karaoke. That's a good one. You're probably going to do... it's probably a Post Malone song off that Beer Bongs and Bentley joint. Something Post Malone. I can't think of the song name, but definitely something Post, because I fuck with Post, the vibes that he got. You know, I be feeling like I'm a rock star when I be singing some of his songs, though. Something from Post, though, for sure.
Okay. What is a song that you're embarrassed to admit that you like?
It's Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love.
Okay, Jams. Written by Jesse McCartney. That is a bop.
He did. He wrote that. He wrote that.
It's a freaking bop. I love it. Yeah. What genre would people be surprised that you listen to on the low?
That I rock with. You know, I like all like, you know, genres, honestly. It gotta be good. That's something. Like, I like rock, definitely, like, growing up, you know, hip-hop and rock kind of, like,
absolutely,
you know, did a lot of collabs mm-hmm. and stuff like that, so definitely probably rock, like, you know, and I had a guitar, and I learned to play a little bit, too, so definitely probably rock, you know?
Okay, so, like, I just had this conversation with my dad recently, where I was trying to explain to him the different categories of rock, right? Mm-hmm. So which category do you most vibe with?
Yeah. Surprisingly, I be liking the heavy metal a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I like when they be slamming the guitars and going crazy on stage. I kind of like that heavy metal rock and roll. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Give us a little artist that you like.
Let's see. Rock. Let's see, what's my boy? Because Kid Rock was a really good, that kind of like got me into rock. And then my boy Jay-Z did a collab with
Linkin Park.
So I like Linkin Park.
Yep.
Those two for right now. I gotta get on the new guys and see what's going on in the new rock and roll.
I feel like rock is about to make a comeback.
I like it.
Like a little lull there for a second.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like we're about to hit those like 2000, when was that? Like 2006
Facts.
With like super punk rock, like.
True. And even
Jimmy Eat World, everybody was just like, had that moment. Like in part two. So I'm ready for that because I'm a low key emo.
Hey.
So my dream is to like go to Warped Tour one day. If they
okay.
ever like, that's my surprise. Like, oh, word? Give me a plaid skirt and some Doc Martens, and I will be out here with my makeup. Like, I'm ready. I got my fit planned.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So, what is your favorite group? It doesn't need to be a band, but, like, collective more than one person.
Collective more than one. Mm-hmm. Favorite group.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go with The Locks. We're going to go with Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik Luch. Yeah, we're gonna go with those guys up in Yonkers. They real raw. They keep it real. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I mess with those guys for sure.
I like that. Okay. If you could do a song with anybody,
yeah,
who would it be?
If I could do a song with anybody,
yeah,
Michael Jackson for sure. Okay. King, definitely. I love Mike right there. You know, definitely.
I don't know how I feel about it. You haven't mentioned any female artists. Who? Give me some females you like.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm from South Jamaica, Queens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Nicki Minaj, she has a spot in my heart. You know, I love Nicki so much. You know, she went and had a kid. You know, I felt like me and her were gonna date and stuff like that, but she kind of just been doing off the wall stuff, so kind of like messed it up right now. So, you know, I don't know, Nick. Like, I was gonna give her a chance, but now sorry, Nick.
You might be on a break right now.
Yes, come
okay.
on.
Okay, fair enough. fair enough. What was the last concert you went to?
The last concert I went to the Made in America in Philly, and then my boy Post Malone was there. Uzi was there. 6ix9ine was there before he jumped off the cliff and started doing that crazy shit he did. Nicki was there and she showed her boob, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was. She acted like it was an accident, but you know how that be. You know, the publicity stunts and stuff like that. But that was my last concert. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is a song that gets you out your seat and gets you dancing and more specifically, that makes you twerk, I would say. That's
So my like club song that literally I was at my cousin's wedding. I was mid conversation, and every time I hear "Taking Over for the 99 2000," it's over. There's no pause. Like there's no even movement to get to. I teleported to the dance floor, my life is on pause for 2.5 years. Now, I have a whole compilation of me in different settings dancing to this. So much so, Juvenile has me blocked on Instagram.
No way.
I went to tag him. It was like the 20th anniversary because I love him. I love Manny Fresh, the whole crew. I said, there's no Juvie the Great. What the hell happened? I looked, I had my friend look on her page and his ass has me blocked. Juvenile, I just want to know. I'm just a fan. I'm
you know,
not sliding his deep. Nothing's happening. I just appreciate the song.
It was probably because his like wife saw you killing it so much, and she was like, "Nah, I can't let this girl Jordan steal my guy like that." So it had to be that.
That's what everyone's assumption is. Is like I think it was like a girlfriend or something. I'm just like, damn.
Come on.
But yeah, that's my. It's done.
I love that.
That's like my one song. It doesn't matter where I am, what time of night it is, whether
oh,
I'm so
man.
Tired, whatever. That's it for
it's
me.
It's on.
Every time.
Love it.
Okay, if you could have a drink with any recording artist, musician,
mm-hmm.
instrumentalist,
mm-hmm.
who would it be and why?
If I could have a drink... an artist, it's probably gonna be. That's a good one. You got some really good questions. Okay, dead or alive.
To make it even harder.
Yeah, that's gonna be. It's gonna be Biggie. It's gonna be oh. Biggie. Yeah, I was gonna say Pac, but you know I'm calm vibes. Like I don't really need too much of that. Oh. Even though I love him. But yeah. Biggie kind of got that swag. He's a fat dude, and he still had the confidence of, like, Maxwell and Usher. Like,
yeah.
So if I could talk with him and just get those vibes, that'd definitely be my guy right there.
I like that. That's what I was expecting you to say, Jay.
Yeah, I'm a I'm a CJ. We're gonna chop it up
That'll
and all
happen.
that.
That'll happen. Okay, so are you ready for some games?
My favorite.
So I'm gonna give you a word, and you don't necessarily have to sing a song that has the word in it. I mean, you can. I just want you to tell me the first thing you think of when I say this word. Where does it bring you, musically speaking? So the first word is run.
Run to the money, run.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just make a whole boss get money right here. That's what the theme of this is gonna be.
You know, come on.
Because the next word is money.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's my I get money joint.
Yep.
You already know how that's going.
Okay, what about New York?
I got 100 guns, 100 clips. Yeah, I'm from New York. That's my son Ja Rule. He
Yep.
shot that in my neighborhood. I went to school that morning, so I didn't even get to see them out there. I came back. My mom's like, "Yeah, they just shot the New York video in the neighborhood." I was tight. I'm like, "Damn!" But definitely that joint.
Okay, what about work?
That's Rihanna. Her sexy ass Rihanna. Work, work, work for sure. Shout out to Rihanna.
Bad gal.
Oh.
What about love?
Love. Al Green, love and happiness. Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, when I get married, because I want to be married with kids and do the whole thing, white picket fence with the dog in the back pool. You know, that song teaches me just how to love and sacrifice. My grandma, you know, made sure that I listen. She always tells me to listen to that just to get some soul. Yeah, so Al Green, love and happiness for sure.
Okay, did you watch the Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers verses?
I did not see that joint last. That was
What?
last week. I ain't see that one. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow,
I
that
didn't
was
know.
a good one. I was getting my whole life. It was Ron. It's always Ron for me. I mean, Ron Isley, he can't do anything. I mean, just clean. And I think it was so funny because no one really recognized him because he's slimmed down some, but his beard's great. He's 7'9" freaking out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But he had his little hat on, had his
Hey,
outfit changed, fur clean. I mean, I
solid.
just he's my spirit animal.
I like that.
So this is a tough game. Let's see how good you are when you hear lyrics being recited to you, but with nothing. I'm just gonna read them plain, and this is gonna be hard for me because I was practicing and I was like, oh God, I'm like singing along, like, so I'm gonna try not to put any inflection, and you're gonna tell me if you recognize either the artist or what the song is.
Deal.
Okay, first is, I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through.
Whew. It's powerful. Hey,
Right?
dudes. Dude. Do I get any clues? It's definitely, that's an old school joint. That's definitely
Yes,
an old
it
school.
is. It's a group, it's a band or group.
You
They
might
had
got me.
a movie about their lead singer happened recently, within the last 5 years.
It's definitely not no Temptations or the lead singer. Something happened to the lead singer in the last 5 years. Me, my dues. It's come through. That's tough right there, Jordan. That's tough.
Is. I'm not gonna lie. Well, it is and it's not. So
Yeah.
okay. So let's see if you'll get now. I can't sing. So I'm just letting you know and your ears be warned. So when you say like, I've paid my dues,
Hey,
do, time after
the
time.
time
I've done my
I
sentence. Well, I don't remember how this part goes. But da da na 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 na.
that
What
was
about now?
amazing.
Do you get it now?
That was amazing, by the way. I know the song. It's female artists.
No.
No, that's
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for lose.
Damn it.
Queen.
Freak.
Right?
They gonna pull my car for this one for not knowing this.
See, I tried to like mix it up.
Yeah,
you know, the basketball, I feel like sometimes it plays
all
a lot.
Time.
Yeah.
All time
yeah.
Sports.
Okay, so this one might be a little bit easier. I gotta no inflection. Okay.
Okay.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done all right up until now. It's the light of the day that shows me how. And when the night falls, loneliness calls.
Damn. You getting me today, Jordan. I can't believe this. This is crazy.
The next two are easier.
Yeah, because these first two you gave me, you really, damn.
So this one is a female.
That one was a female.
I feel like, and when the night falls, loneliness calls.
There ain't no Toni Braxton.
Mm-mm.
When the night falls. Old school?
80s.
80s?
Or was this the 80s? Yeah, it had to be the 80s.
Lonely. Loneliness. That's not your girl Janet Jackson. I ain't your girl Janet.
Nope. That song called Lonely though, so
she did definitely. Damn, you could put the little inflections on it for me, please.
Okay, well, I feel like the one how to chase my blues away. Okay, this part I don't remember how did she goes, but then she's like, my loneliness calls. Oh, bam, and then the hook drops,
and then.
And then she goes, oh.
Not Whitney Houston.
Yep.
Whitney?
Yep.
Oh, let's go, let's go.
Yep. I wanna dance with somebody.
Ooh, I love Whitney. I love her.
Yeah, that was my jam.
I should have known that.
But yeah, you don't actually, like, you hear it when you're hearing the song.
Yeah.
But when you hear the lyrics not associated with its beat, it's hard.
Absolutely. It's definitely tough. No inflections. It's straight.
Nothing. Just. Okay. This one is. If you don't get this, we're going to be fighting. Okay. I got no inflection. This one's going to be really hard for me. Okay. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim make the ride too hard. Tell a bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard.
Mm.
I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo.
That's my son Wayne?
No, but
nah.
Close.
Oh, that's Tiger.
Yep.
Got you.
What song? You know song for bonus points?
Pronto. Let me get the lyric again.
I'm a motherfucking star. Fucking star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much Stop. Rim make the ride too hard. Tell the bitch, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like
Alonzo. Like Alonzo. Damn, I do know that joint. I definitely know it. Damn, hold on. Fuck. God damn it. I know this song. That's crazy.
No, it's okay. Think of like his main, well,
his main joint.
Anymore. I feel like Taste is now his main song. But
cuz he had a strip he had a strip club joint.
Yep.
Damn. Damn.
Rack City.
Yes, definitely the strip one. God damn! But I knew it was Tiger though. But damn,
I know it was tricky. It was tricky. Okay, so let me get the last
Rack City.
One.
Racks.
I think this is my top five favorite songs by this particular artist.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just make sure this doesn't freaking, okay. So,
absolutely.
Who be in a Japanese restaurant eating sushi, drinking sake, it's me and my mommy with a doobie. Cutie smelling like, I think it's Miyake, half Philippine thing. For now, let's call her Sookie. Got me booty banging.
Some sexy ass lyrics. You eating sushi, Philippine things you talking about. That's not Nikki, right? That's not my girl, Nick. Nah, Nick.
It's a man.
Facts? Talking that talk like that?
Yeah, it's me and my mommy.
Oh, me and my mommy. Okay. Me and my mommy eating sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else he said again,
drinking
Jordan?
Drinking sake. With a doobie.
With a doobie. Okay. Mm-hmm. The doobie. And he was saying that she was a Philippine thing?
Mm-hmm. However, in the remix, I think he... No, he doesn't. No, it's just him.
Me and my mommy eating sushi, drinking sake. And it's your top five song from this artist right here.
Yeah. Oh, no, there is a mix with Foxy Brown. That's your hint.
Definitely not my son Jay-Z. He wasn't saying that.
Oh, yes, he was.
What?
Yes, he was.
That was Hov?
Always Be My Sunshine.
Oh, ooh, that's a classic. That Sunshine joint is fire.
Yeah, damn. I'm telling you, the lyrics are different when they're just spoken.
That's crazy right there. That Sunshine joint is too fire. Oh, man.
That's my whole bop. And then 3LW did a remix. It was just, I was getting my whole
bop
there at that point.
Because the beat on that joint was crazy.
Yes.
Damn.
That was, that. You made it through. So tell everybody, you know, where they can find you, what you have coming up next. You know,
absolutely.
Some gems you can give the people.
Definitely. I just wanted to say first, you do have a celebrity lookalike that I wanted to say. Yeah, it's a 90s. In the 90s, she was like, you probably get it all the time, probably, maybe. In the 90s, you know, actress. You know the girl.
Who?
Robin Givens.
Really?
You don't get that a lot?
I've never gotten that before.
No way.
Mm-mm. Usually I get Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Or Olivia Washington. I just mixed Olivia Pope with damn Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington
actually looks more like my mom.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, because you know how something was trending on Twitter, I think, was like, who would play your parents in a movie or whatever?
Ooh.
And, Olivia, damn, I did it again. Carrie would totally be my mom.
Give me those Robin Givens 90s vibes.
Okay, I'll take Robin. Robin was out here bagging Brad and all, just everybody.
Oh, Boomerang, Robin was like smoking hot.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Absolutely. But everyone can find me, you know, my name, Blaze French. That's my Instagram name. YouTube, Blaze French. And just a gem I would give. I just say, just don't let anybody limit you. Just, you know, doing everything I do. A lot of people have tried to limit me and just try to make me just do one thing, just be a salesman or just do marketing. But that's not who I am. So, you know, I do a lot of different things because, you know, life is different. There's so many different avenues you can go. So try things out, and you know, just do you, you know, and get money. Facts.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we will meet again at some point. We gotta, you know, meet in person.
Absolutely.
We're right in the same. We're neighbors.
Come on, definitely.
So we'll definitely do that.
I
Thank
look
you
forward to
so
it.
much.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Of course.